This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Come get some. Beware, IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis,
Scoop.
Greg Miller.
You ate pizza.
Brian Altano. We've got a fabulous show for this week. So much to talk about. We're going to talk about Batman Arkham Knight. We're going to do our 2014 fall video game preview. But first, Destiny came out this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we're all playing it. Brian started making a character.
I got very close to starting.
And you installed it.
I installed it, yeah. It's a giant game.
Yeah. Welcome to the digital download era.
Yeah, this is it, right? I mean, the day one digital stuff doesn't really account for that whole day is downloading.
Greg has played a whole hell of a lot of it.
Right, on
He's
level
been
13.
Playing it every day here in the office, live doing some live streaming.
Right.
Justin and I have been playing at home.
Yeah.
So now that it's finally here, how are we finding it?
I'm in love with it.
In love with it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm having a great time. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's, you know, repetitive and you're doing the same stuff and it's a little bit bland, but it's got all the hooks I look for in an RPG or an MMO, right? Like, I have 10 minutes to kill before GameScoop. Yeah. Well, screw it, I'll go do some patrol missions on Venus and I just run around and kill stuff. I get some XP, I get a new thing to go get decrypted. I'm like, all right, yeah, awesome.
Real quick, I want to point out here, computer, if we can go back to our full screen B-roll here. Wasn't it a strange choice in the menus to give you a cursor?
Yeah.
Move around.
It's crazy that it's bizarre that the game's not on PC, but everything's controlled with a cursor.
It's really weird.
It is really weird, right?
Yeah. Just a strange choice.
My robot looks awesome.
But yeah.
I got used to it in the end, but yeah, in the beginning when you're like, all right, great, yep, I want to do this mission, great, launch it. Oh, I got to drag it over and hit the launch button.
All right. It's easy to control and all that. It's like confusing, but it's just strange. Like, how do they even arrive?
It's strange for a console game.
Yeah.
There's been a weird arc with this game from them kind of telling us we should be excited for it. A lot of us being like, I don't really know. And then
all of a sudden,
it's
just, be excited for it?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's a thing and everybody loves it. And that's really cool to see. And one thing I did think was interesting, it made $500 million in its first day.
Which is apparently what they spent like developing.
That was the rumor, right? Yeah.
And if that's true.
That $500 million figure, always taken out of context.
Sure.
What it was Bobby Kotick. It was offhand. He's the CEO of Activision.
Sure.
He said, yeah, this game, it's a 10-year lifespan to develop three games. He's like, man, over the course of its life, this could cost us like $500 million. It wasn't even like a real number, and he was illustrating like that this is the Activision's biggest thing.
Sure,
and I've pointed that out in an op-ed once, but that number just gets repeated so
sure.
much.
Sure, but I mean, you know, whatever
Damon,
number is.
You and your hack job media.
So, but the interesting thing about this number is that they achieved this number without any reviews.
But yeah.
Nobody has reviewed this game.
What are we doing here?
I don't know. It's a really good question, right? I mean, they said,
most hardcore gamers, people who consider themselves that,
make their purchasing decision months before the game. They don't wait for the review.
There's also a certain expectation. Like,
they read the review to validate their purchase decision.
Yes. Well, they had that one quote that was just sort of like, you know, we worked on it for months and months, and we realized the one thing missing was you.
Aww.
So here's the game a day before it comes out, and it takes a long time to beat. So.
I took a screenshot of IGN.com where stories are sorted by how much traffic they're getting, and the top two stories were IGN's review in progress of Destiny, and story two was Destiny creators say don't listen to the reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Justin, well, how are you finding it?
He was saying that quote was about just that the game evolves over time. Like, you really need to
if
sink
anybody's
into
putting
it.
Out a review on day one, it's not going to be very accurate.
Right,
like,
right.
We were waiting. I don't think our review goes up till early next week.
Yeah,
until Vince sees enough.
I am liking it. I'm not loving it.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of with you.
The game totally has real problems. I actually like the core shooting a lot, like the aiming down the sights, and it feels like a cross between like Halo and Call of Duty in that sense, or like a little bit more fast-paced Halo coming from Bungie, but incorporating, you know, some stuff from the MMO genre. And no one ever makes a Call of Duty comparison, but like aim down the sights is a big deal for a Halo sort of style shooter. Mm. I think the story makes no sense. I don't care about it. There's no characters.
Yeah.
There are no characters in this game. It's insane.
Yeah, so I've only played it with a strike team. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Fire team?
Yeah.
So like someone else is the leader, and they're choosing all of our missions. So just going on missions, I'm not getting any sense of a story either.
But you're not, even if you were going through it single player, like I completed a mission. It's like, okay, go meet the leader of your order and turn in this thing that you found. And I expected
there'd be a cutscene and
I expected
exposition.
A cutscene.
No.
But instead, it's this static character that's just saying,
should pick your reward.
He's saying, thank you. And then you're off to like the next thing. And I'm like, this is it?
Yeah.
So. And I want to separate, I like Destiny's world building a lot. Like, I think the Traveler is really interesting, and like the backstory they've built up and the factions and like what's going on the planets. But that's separate from like the actual story beats in the
game.
Those story beats, I think, are very, very poor and kind of non-existent.
Yeah.
But the actual world building, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah, I got to, no spoilers, but I got to like one of the handful of cutscenes last night where I'm talking to this guy and his sister or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, like it's been forever since I saw a cutscene. And I'm like, all right, and I'm like, this cutscene doesn't even look that great. But then I was like, oh, go kill more shit. I'm like, all right, great.
Yeah.
Yep, totally, that's what I want to do. That's what I'm here for.
It's funny that it's just such a step back from Halo, which actually, compared to other shooters, I thought had a super interesting story, and each game was full of these twists and turns and, you know, sort of some unexpected elements, and they sort of stepped away from that aspect of Bungie's legacy, in my opinion. Mm.
I never liked Halo's story, and, like, I'm not playing a game like this for story, which is always that weird thing, but, like, when I play DC Universe Online, right, like, I'm not really wrapped up in what Brainiac's up to. I'm just out there to get more gear and get that and feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Sure. I absolutely love the co-op aspects of it. It definitely balances out. Like, if you haven't done any of the, what they're called, strikes, right?
Yeah.
I call them dungeons just because
exactly. Well, that's what they are. Yeah.
Like, those three-man dungeons, those strikes, are so good. Like, they're so tuned. Like, Bungie wasn't afraid to make them hard.
Right.
Like, they are hard, and you need to work as a team.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult right from the get-go, I thought. I made the mistake of going into the Crucible. I don't think I'll ever do that again. Like, that sort of PvP shooter is just not for me. I didn't even really know what I was getting myself
into. Sure.
I was just murdered right away.
I went up to the bounties and I took all these bounties and I'm like, I'm like, what are these red ones? I'm like, oh, PvP, abandoned. I did not want to play that at all. No, thank you.
It's nice that it gives you the option. Again, it's a trope taken from MMOs like World of Warcraft where there's dual progression. Like, if you're a PvP player, you don't care about the story, you don't want to run around and grind, just play Crucible and you'll earn Crucible points and that'll get you gear, which is cool. Or if you don't care about that at all, there's like this, you can get the Vanguard missions instead, which are the PvE missions, and you can progress either way.
Destiny is a little bit more of a straightforward shooter than I expected. I was expecting more RPG elements, more loot, more of a loot game, closer along the same lines as Borderlands.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was a little disappointed in that.
It does come, it's just slower.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Like,
eventually you will get guns and they'll have little progress bars and you'll unlock and be able to augment, it does more damage, or this will get me out of my grenade cooldown faster.
Or like if you look at like a level 20 character, we have a video on IGN that shows you what a level 20 character looks like. Like, they have these crazy skills and abilities that are like pretty different than what you are at like level 5 or 8.
Yeah, it just gives you that stuff really, really slowly. Because that was my thing too. I jumped in, I'm like, all right, can't wait to get all this new loot. And it's just like, all right, you have a different helmet and it's 3 more defense. And I'm like, Well, that kind of sucks. Yeah. But then you get something that's green and has the power bar. Like, oh, okay, or you unlock a rare item, or you bring back the encrypted stuff to get decrypted. Yeah. It's like, okay.
See, eventually, it does have this sort of intoxicating element of you're leveling up your character, but you're also leveling up your weapons. And, like, so you kind of need to, as you get deeper into the game, you need to think about, like, I had a weapon, or I had a chest piece of armor that made this specific type of weapon better, but I wasn't using that type of weapon. So then it's like a trade-off of, do I not wear that armor, or do I grab one of those weapons to take advantage of the boost I just got?
What'd you do?
I got rid of the armor, because I wanted to keep my...
I don't want that pulse rifle garbage.
I like the pulse rifle.
Oh, see, I'm an auto rifle.
I'm digging them right now.
Yeah, auto rifle and hand cannon. With just a little bit of shotgun.
I like the sniper
rifles. Yeah, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. We should roll together.
Yeah, we should.
We can fill each other's holes. Like we do every night.
I'm totally having fun with it, though. Maybe not loving it as much as Greg. Maybe not feeling like very like revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
But totally fun.
Yeah.
Like totally fun. Brian, I know you like downloaded it, made your character.
I can't wait to get into it. I think it was a lot of people were sort of hesitant. I know I was, and I'm hearing nothing but good things now from people I respect, such as you guys. A lot of people were like, well, I don't know. It's like it's part Warcraft, part Borderlands, part Mass Effect, part Halo. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, all those things are awesome.
Yeah.
So it's not. It's you know, when a restaurant you love has a new menu item and they just combine all their other stuff. And you're like, oh, this is good. But yeah, I'm excited for it. I don't know if I'm going to sink into it, like, 50 hours or anything like that. Yeah. Like, I'll probably play through the campaign. I'm mostly a single player guy.
Yeah, I
am a little hesitant to... I heard you talking about trying to shut off some of, like, group chat stuff. Yeah. I don't like when people bother me when I'm playing video games a lot. Yeah. Kind of a crotchety old man. So I want to play single player. I'll dip into some multiplayer stuff if I have to, but I kind of just want to see the story through. So it's a little disappointing to hear that it's not all that.
Yeah, see, I was under the impression that one of the big features that they designed the game around was that you could play it cooperatively without communicating vocally with people, because they gave you, like, your hand gestures and whatnot. But then I was, like, playing with people last night, and their voices were coming through. They were on headset. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. And it took me a long time to figure out how to mute them in-game. And I also learned... along with Greg, that the PS4 just doesn't have, like, an overall option to mute other people in games. I thought that was kind of strange.
Really? Yeah, from your settings, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't just be like, I just don't want to hear anyone else's headset.
Yeah, period.
You can't turn that off on the PS4.
See, that stuff like that, like, it totally yanks me out of the world building that a game like that can do. Like, I'm looking at these beautiful space vistas, and I'm walking around, and I pick my character and everything, and everything's beautiful, and there's this music, and it's ambient and iconic, and all of a sudden, like, somebody's like, and I'm like, that's not, that you're killing it for me.
Here's the thing, is, like, when you're walking around the tower, you don't hear other people. You only hear people in your strike team.
Okay.
So, like, Damon was playing with two of his friends.
Yeah.
And so, was it really that hard to mute two people?
Well, it was hard for me to figure out how to do it.
First
of all.
Yeah.
But if, like, I would have thought the PS4 would have had an option to just mute everybody. That's just what the experience.
Just plug in your headset and make sure only chat audio is going to it, and then just drop it on the floor.
I plugged the headset into it and then just set it down, so I wouldn't hear them.
I feel like it's indicative of a larger issue we're sort of going hand in hand with these days, which is, like, we want video games to become more bigger and more realistic and grander, but we're still, like, calling into a radio show from the 80s every time we talk to somebody on a headset, and we're talking to human beings that talk like we do now with slang and laid back, and, you know, it's we want games that connect us all, but then we realize the people we're connected to are mostly annoying.
Yeah.
And they're taking me away from, like, the beauty of the world building that happens in a game. Like, when I'm reading a book or watching a movie, nobody's yelling at me with modern vernacular. It's yanking me out of the experience, and I feel like games do that. So it's tough. It's a tough balance to strike.
I have had some cool... Bungie calls the game a shared world shooter. And, like, there's little moments, but they do make you realize how far we've come compared to a game like Halo, you know, which is Bungie's previous property. Like, I was in trouble. Like, I rounded this corner, and there was these two, like, elite knights there.
Yeah.
They're like, and then I'm, like, trying to run away. I'm dying. I'm trying to, like, throw my grenade and burn all my cooldowns to, like... And then this other random player just, like, ran up. He helped me out, killed the guys, and he just waved and then ran off.
Yeah, I've done that too.
And I'm like, that's really cool. And
that,
like,
part is cool, yeah.
And when I compare that to, you know, Halo, where, like, you would have just died and spawned.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, like, that there's other people running around in the world. Like, there's definitely cool sort of next-gen-y feeling moments in the game.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually really fascinating.
You figure, you've run it. You were talking about random events, right, too? Like, there's random events in the game. I haven't seen any of them yet where you're going and something pops up.
I feel like, I mean, it is a balancing act, because if they happened all the time, they wouldn't feel cool enough. Like, I saw one in the beta where, like, some crazy huge ship just spawned, and it was spawning all these, like, really high-level enemies, and then some message popped up on screen that said, if you are able to take them all out, you'll get this bonus, you'll get this loot or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know exactly how it works, but I think it broadcasts that message to like people in the area.
Sure.
So like other players started like converging right. on this spot.
I mean, it's like any other online game.
MMOs
right? like,
do that. Guild Wars does that, and Elder Scrolls
yeah,
does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but the like, living world of yeah. Guild Wars 2. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Of like, this is step one, right?
Yeah,
like, this is out of the gate. A month from now, I'm sure the game will look different.
But it does feel like step one is the thing. Like,
yeah,
it feels
sure.
like it
sure.
feels like kind of like they're dipping their toes in instead of like leaping into this
sure.
brave new
sure.
sort of
sure.
idea.
I like it. I'll be playing it for a while, I think. Let's move on to Batman Arkham Knight.
No, 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 no.
It has
Batman.
A release date now.
And it's got to be, what, November, December? Because originally it was coming out in October, so I can't
yeah,
imagine
yeah.
it got pushed back to June!
June 2nd, 2015. Now, they did already delay it till 2015. We knew that.
Yeah.
But I don't, couldn't remember if they gave a release window or like
they didn't.
Say
they just
early
said 2015.
I think next year.
I think it's funny that, not to get too inside baseball, but their press release that they sent around that announced that is like, good news, everybody. Batman has a release date. And I'm like, this isn't good news at all. June is so far away.
Yeah.
It is. It's really far away.
And of course, yeah. we're all like, oh, E3. Goddamn.
Yeah, I mean, that was. That's where so I thought
right
you were going with
E3.
The, with
yeah,
the
so,
inside baseball
oh,
thing.
This game looks so incredible.
It does look really good. But yeah, it comes out and then we all have to go to E3.
Yeah. yeah,
immediately.
Stupid E3.
Yeah, the reception to the news that I saw, some people were disappointed that it was going to take so long, and then some people were glad because there's so much coming out
yeah.
before then.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's totally a good time for it. Like, it's a good summer game. I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of associate it with fall, but maybe that's the only because they traditionally come out in the fall.
Well, I don't know. I just think there won't be a lot of, I feel like this game's going to go crazy. It's the only thing anybody's going to be talking about.
Right, it's going to be the Destiny. Out.
Damon, I associate Batman with the fall and with winter because it's always just yeah. like foggy and murky
yeah.
and cold
yeah,
in these
and
games.
Rainy
it's
and
weird for me to consider Batman in...
Oh, I'm so hot.
Yeah, it's like this hot Gotham summer. He's got this yeah. robot suit on. I'm going to say I like where this Batmobile design is going, but I do not like that the Tumblr has sort of affected the last few iterations of where the Batmobile is. I much prefer like the old Tim Burton style Batmobiles.
Sure.
Yeah,
and we saw
longer though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean,
yeah,
that would be the thing. It would break the game of trying to freaking turn around a corner
yeah.
and not
yeah.
destroy everything.
Yeah.
This one's
yeah.
much
well,
more
kinda
nimble.
It's kind of like half and half. It's like half Tim Burton and half.
It's a, yeah, it's kind of getting what it should be. I don't know if you guys saw the set images for Batman vs Superman that were going around today
of the Batmobile
of the new Batmobile.
I thought it looked kind of similar to
it's,
that.
It's very similar to that. Yeah, and it's sort of like half Burton, half Tumblr inspired. So maybe we're gonna get out of that Batman driving a tank everywhere thing and get back to a cool car.
Yeah.
How good is that game going to be?
It's going to be really good. I almost want them to re-release Arkham Asylum on current-gen
sure.
consoles.
Mm-hmm.
I just do another definitive edition thing. I would play it again.
Yep.
I want like Master Chief collections for everything now. I want like a Call of Duty Master Chief collection. I want one for basically any. I want like Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 on one Wii U HD package.
That'd be really good.
I say that, but I'd never get back to playing.
Yeah,
I'd buy them, and I'd try to get into them, and then I just want to work, and I'd be done.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I feel like I forget this even happened, but we asked for like 10 years for like a GoldenEye remake.
Yeah.
And it happened. And I got like 4 levels in. I was like, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And I'm not in the same place in my life. And
they're like, we finally, you're clamoring for it.
Yeah.
It's finally here.
We've heard your cries and here it is.
And they put the Perfect Dark remake on Xbox Live. Same thing with that. Like, it didn't really grab me.
But I did. I loved the heck out of Banjo-Kazooie on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I did. Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie.
Yeah.
They're both on there. And I played through all of Perfect Dark. That was actually a really good port.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was in HD. It was awesome. That game is really, really good. So fun.
The big thing that when I saw the Batman delay, the second delay,
announcement,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, is it even a delay? They said 2015.
Sure, but the thing that crossed my mind is like it just seems impossible to make video games anymore.
Oh,
like if you're someone
just takes so long. We were talking about that, right? Like how much progress on a game like that is made in one day? Like what is actually done? Like
well, you saw we
made a window on this one building. Like,
yeah,
that's what we did today.
He gets up on that roof at the beginning of that shot you just put up, and he just looks around at this like impossibly large city. Like that was hundreds of people had to make every part of that, and then I'm gonna get up there and be like, how come I can't fly to the part over there? There's a cloud in the way. It's not real. This game's a 7.
Yeah,
like it's tough. It's tough. I value what they go through because it's impossible for me to understand how that's even
it does seem. It just feels like making modern HD video games is impossible.
That's why there are fewer and fewer big AAA games, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know Arkham Knight is coming June 2nd, 2015. I thought this might be a good time to take a look at what else we know is coming in 2015 so far.
Like confirmed release dates?
Yeah, confirmed release dates. And it's actually not that many. Like, there's a lot of games that we know are supposed to come next year, like Halo 5, yeah. Zelda on Wii U, but they don't have a release date or a window.
I don't think it's just have 2015. That's all.
Right.
Yeah. So these are the ones we know for sure. Let me do a little count here. Do you guys have any guesses of how many games we
have
know?
A confirmed release
have
date?
Have confirmed release date.
11.
I'm gonna say
17.
7.
What? Close. 8 have confirmed release dates. 1 has a confirmed release window.
What?
Yeah.
In your face.
Man, I was being very generous.
Kicking off the year, January 27th, day after my birthday.
Aww.
Both Saints Row re-elected, which is Saints Row 4 re-elected.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
I don't even know what that is.
Never
heard of it. What is that?
Saints Row 4, just on current gen consoles.
Yeah.
Okay.
A computer, this is you're jumping ahead on our
computer, you suck.
Back screen monitors up here.
Your baby's embarrassed by you, computer.
January 27th is Saints Row 4 re-elected on current gen consoles. And the Saints Row Get Out of Hell expansion.
Standalone expansion.
Yep. Standalone expansion pack. Which
same
is,
day.
Yeah, they're on the same day. That's the one where you go to hell and,
you know. Get out.
Now, we were all just talking about remakes. Is anyone going to replay those Saints Row games on PS4?
Well, I didn't play 4. I only played 3. So it's like it might be an opportunity for me to pick up 4.
But
I wasn't as crazy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. If they would have just put out 3 on PS4, maybe I'd play that again.
4 was, it felt like a Crackdown game.
Yeah.
Because it was basically like, it was weird. They were sort of at odds. It was a city full of cars and people.
Yeah, the superpowers.
Yeah, but you never, there was no reason to get in a car in that game because you could fly.
Yeah.
Like for miles and jump 6,000 feet in the air. So, 4 was one of the most insane video games I've ever played, hands down. The first hour of that game is just completely bizarre, where you're, the president gets attacked by aliens and then all of a sudden it goes to the 1950s.
Yep.
Very weird game. Yeah, so check that out if you haven't played it yet.
Or maybe.
A ringing endorsement from Brian O'Connor. So check it out if you haven't.
February 10th.
That's my birthday.
Is Evolve.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's a little birthday present there.
Are we going to come over to your house and have an Evolve party?
Have a birthday party?
I mean, if you don't mind, I'm going to make you hold a baby.
No, I'm not doing it then. I'll just play you from my
home. Hold a baby. Let's move that off there.
Can't it just sit on my Xbox?
Oh, what is this? This is like the cursor. Like, this is on our footage, I think.
That nice cursor, job, computer.
No, I mean, it's not the computer's fault that time.
The cursor,
that's like
on
the
is
PC,
on our
it's
footage.
Like they're playing a PC version.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That makes
that's
more weird. Sense. Dude, this game is, I've said it before, like, people aren't, they're going to be surprised by how good this game is.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think it's been at PAX, it's been at Gamescom, the people have played it. I think they know.
I mean, I think it's getting better, like, every single time it shows at a show, and people are like, wow, Evolve's legit. But for a long time, it was one of those games that
nobody knew about.
The gaming press was accused of, like, pushing onto people. Like, why is everybody pushing Evolve so hard? It doesn't look that great. But then they play it at a show to the public, and they're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. That's, what did I say?
February 10th?
Then, on February 20th, Greg, you know what comes up then?
I'm guessing The Witcher 3.
No.
The 10-day anniversary
I'm
of Justin's birthday.
I'm guessing Far Cry.
Yeah. Nope.
I'm Greg
the Order,
guessing...
1886.
Oh, okay.
Far Cry comes out this year.
Yeah, I know. After I said it, I remember now what you're talking about with him jumping ahead. Because the computer put up the wrong graphics. So I thought we were just... Yeah.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to be very surprised if Far Cry comes out this year.
That's what I keep saying,
that's just
too.
Me.
I think
what?
It's 100% a delay candidate.
What?
That's
why are you so shocked?
That's my prediction. That's my
I'm really excited about that game, and I've played it to, like, it's... Oof.
Why do you think so? Just because we haven't seen enough? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels... It just stinks of game, like, that needs to be...
It stinks of game to
Let's wait. Let's hold on that. We're going to talk about that later. Let's talk about The Order for just a minute.
1886.
People seem to have a hard time getting excited about this one.
Right. Everyone says it looks well.
People who read IGN are incredibly excited for this. People who work at IGN who have played it are a little bit more skeptical, and we're wrong for that, apparently.
I see.
Okay. I've heard two sides of it. Like, I was reading something where, like, the demo that they keep, carting around for this game is actually really old.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell. It's hard to know what's spin and what's, like, real.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird to me, though. It's like... Why keep showing that demo,
then? It's your responsibility to, like, show your game in a
I mean, at IGN, we can only preview what you give us to preview.
Yeah.
And if you give us something that's 6 months old, we're going to preview it, and we're going to be like, it's still what it is. And we actually got there was a lot of criticism about that. Like, I actually like our approach here at IGN of sending multiple editors to multiple preview events to try things out, give it different angles, different spins, because somebody might notice something that somebody else doesn't. I know a lot of other outlets don't do that. And the consensus of The Order so far is that it looks gorgeous, and we love everything it's doing sort of story-wise, but actually playing it is
A little rough story.
It's a little rough, yeah. So,
and we, it's like, oh, what a surprise. Another IGN editor didn't like the order. Like, those are the comments I'm seeing. I'm like, what is that even supposed to mean? Like, two separate people went and saw the game independently of one another and both came away with, like, a similar impression.
We also, we don't start with hate at IGN and then, like, chip down to love. Right. Like,
it's not like they have to, like, earn it. It's like, we want the game to be awesome.
Yeah, we don't go in arms and go, prove it to me. You better be a good game. Like, we want games to be great because we love playing video games. That's why we're here. That's how we even got in the building. So, of course, I want The Order to be awesome because everything about it looks really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully they take some time and get the gameplay right.
All right, then a few days later, on February 24th, is The Witcher 3.
There it is.
Which is, that is a...
Life will stop for so many people.
Highly anticipated game.
Yeah.
Like, Q1 is already packed. 2015 is going to be one of the best years ever.
We're already.
That's what we say every year.
But I don't think we did say that about 2014.
It seems like February.
Really?
February's packed.
Yeah.
In particular, and I kind of had a feeling that they were thinking about doing Batman then in February, but they wanted to push it back to get out of this very crowded month.
Look at that. He's got a blade.
It looks like this.
It's not mine, man. I don't know, dude.
I find this game to be.
Don't fucking lie to me. It's your blade.
I find this game to be incredibly intimidating.
Yeah, I know. It's like I think it looks awesome, but like I don't think I'll be able to finish it. Like, I couldn't finish Witcher 2, because it's such a gigantic game, and other stuff was coming out.
That's what I'm looking forward to,
It's complex and complicated, and...
Yeah. I don't know if I'll beat it or whatever, but I want to go in there and just do, like, Skyrim. Just go in there and just go out there and make a story.
But that's what I was going to say, the Witcher series keeps getting more and more and more popular. Like, each one seems bigger than the last, and hype for The Witcher 3 is through the roof, and I think a lot of people that like Skyrim are going to pick up Witcher, but it's really different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like it's a game that you can just pick up and fart around in the same way you can in Skyrim.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Witcher is a game that will challenge you, and you will die on bosses over and over again if you don't, like, really understand its systems.
Yeah.
So I anticipate, and I'm super hyped for Witcher 3. I think it's going to be amazing, but I anticipate a lot of Skyrim fans picking it up.
Getting mad at
how much it challenges the player.
Guess they'll have to go to IGN.com/wikis.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Is that the right URL?
I don't know.
Who cares?
If it isn't, that's a pretty major mistake, Sam Claymore.
Another game that's supposed to come in February but doesn't have a release date, but supposed to come in February, is Dying Light.
Oh, right.
Which is sort of looking like a more polished Dead Island.
Right, yeah. Hey, we did something different with Dead Island. Yeah. Now you run around and do this.
This is the, what is it, like Mirror's Edge, but with zombies? The first-person parkour.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I love the idea of this game.
Yeah, it's fun when we played it.
I'm still not sick of zombies that pops up every couple of months. When are we going to be done with this? Hopefully never, because this is great. This is and it's perfect for, zombies are perfect for video games.
Yeah.
Because you can program bad AI. you don't need a huge plot. In most games, they don't even explain it. Like in The Last of Us, they're just like, "Oh, here's some newspaper clippings. Here's a bad thing that happened."
The fungus.
Yeah, the fungus. But you know, then no one really tell you. Fungus.
Do you really need more? I think that's one of the better explanations.
That's the other combat. Same with The Walking Dead, right? Where they're just sort of like, it's bad, deal with it.
Yeah.
And I like that. That's cool. So yeah, this game looks great. And
Dying Light's another one of those games that you really kind of need to see a lot of to get. Like, if you have someone like explain it to you, it might not make sense. But then when you go hands-on, you see that it puts this emphasis on traversal. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, doctor.
Yeah.
Real quick, has anyone watched The Strain yet?
No. Yeah.
I watched the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
Seems interesting.
It's cool.
It's like campy horror. I didn't realize it'd be that campy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not based on that ad.
Yeah,
you're pulling a mealworm out of my head. Stop it!
I had to stick with it past the first episode because spoilers. The first episode ends with like you see a shot of the monster for the first time, and he's got this like funny cloak on, and he runs down the hall like, bleh! Like he looks like one of those like things.
That's when I realized it's like, oh, this is.
I was like this is kind of weird. It's one of those things they put on top of a car wash during a
wacky waving.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy shot. Actually,
but
right before that happens is something really brutal.
Yeah, it's so.
I gotta figure out how to YouTube that.
Yeah,
want to
see that. just watch it. Like you'll probably like it. It's like vampires and zombies.
Yeah, you would actually probably
That's
really like
totally
that.
Totally different than what I was expecting.
I know. Believe it or not, based on an eyeball with a worm, I have no idea what your stupid ass show's about.
Yeah. It's like, they make it seem like it's about this like virus like outbreak thing, but not really.
Not really.
So
yeah,
I like it so far.
It's a virus. It's like a secret that no one knows about because when you find out, you're like, oh, he's a vampire. The Strain, every Sunday.
What channel is it even on?
I think it's on FX.
Okay. We don't even know.
Jumping ahead a little bit to April now. Guess nothing confirmed for March yet. Two games on April 14th, Mighty No. 9 finally comes out, which we have a build-up in the early office that people have been playing, but I haven't heard impressions. I don't know if we're like
embargoed. It's Mega Man.
Yeah,
that's the impression.
But I mean, that would be great, right?
It's Mega Man with this cool dash mechanic, yeah. which is, I yeah. feel like, just enough to sort of separate it. But I was watching Colin play it, and he was even doing the little, like, yeah. Mega Man quirks of climbing to the top of a ladder, inching up slightly, pointing left, and killing the bad guy on the left. Yeah. A lot of the enemies feel like they're cosplaying as yeah. Mega Man.
Well, I mean,
enemies.
He looks like Mega Man.
yeah, no, it's straight up is what it is.
It's
yeah.
got the boss rooms and doors. Like, yep. it's insane.
Yep.
Not that it's a bad thing. The creator of Mega Man.
Good like, for Mr. Inafune.
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane from like Capcom's perspective that they're just like, what?
God dang it.
Yeah, exactly. it's a huge Kickstarter success story.
Yeah, that yeah I mean, they're sitting there going, oh, that's right. People like our characters, even when they're not really our characters. Like, yeah. Make a Mega Man game if you don't like it, Capcom. I was thinking, suck it.
Yeah. Also coming that same day as Mortal Kombat X. Which I think looks really cool.
I really liked Jose Otero's. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but I liked Jose Otero's preview at PAX Prime, which were, he kind of talked about the crux of his argument was that, you know, this is great, but this game is getting almost too realistic that Let's the fatalities are
gonna,
just
computer,
like...
Computer, I'm going to jump ahead to the computer. Fatality at the yeah. end, because I think it's great. I'm actually on the side of the fence where I think I love the gore and the violence, and I think it's good fun. Let's
sure,
watch,
sure.
Let's watch his
we just got,
here.
Jose got old. That's the problem. Yeah. Here we are. 13-year-old Jose wouldn't be like, I'm going to write about this and complain.
This is a pretty good one. The eyeballs are, like, flailing around.
I mean, like, that doesn't look realistic.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. You're right.
I think that's pretty good.
But I think it's sort of... As a child of the 80s, it was yeah. difficult for me to convince my parents that Mortal Kombat was something that I needed to play.
Yeah.
And then they saw it, and they're like, you know what? This is it's just cartoon characters. It's not that bad. But this is like, I don't know. If I was the same age now as I was back then, and my mom came in and saw me playing a game yeah. like that, I think she would be like, why?
We had the M rating's a lot harder than it used
yeah.
to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks to the realism of games these days.
Yeah. It was then, also like, just personally... Shoot the guy in the head and blow up his head. Don't squeeze his eyeballs out, cut off his head, throw him in the air, and then blow up his head. Just insult to injury.
I'm excited that I feel like Mortal Kombat really figured out a single player in a fighting game,
yeah.
which is this just interesting.
They just have these weird stories for each character that you can play.
Yeah, but it's really interesting and fun to play through. Like Soul Calibur is another game that does that well. Like it took a couple decades, but they finally figured out how to like.
Oh, we
actually,
got it now, guys.
Yeah. So that's why I'll probably...
A lot of fighting games struggle with that. Mm-hmm. PlayStation All-Stars went free on PlayStation Plus this week. And I was like, oh, I never really got into that game.
Yeah.
So I downloaded it for my Vita. I was playing it on the plane, and I'm just like, I'm Nathan Drake, and I'm like, why am I fighting Sackboy? And well, they try to make a story for it, but it just you're basically just in this digital hell where you... it none of it makes sense.
Yeah. Video. It doesn't make sense in Smash Brothers either, right?
Oh, no, even less.
Why is Mario fighting Snake?
No, your toys, your kids' toys. That's why the boss
Why is Mario
head.
Fighting his wife is a good question.
And then on June 2nd is Arkham Knight. And that's it for confirmed release dates for 2015.
Did you guys not know that in Smash Brothers, the characters aren't actually fighting? They're a little kid's imagination. You see it in the intro of the original Smash Brothers. He's got these Nintendo figurines that then come to life.
I'm not a huge Smash Brothers fan, so
but that's why know. The final boss of Smash Bros.
So
is a
like,
hand.
So,
because that's like him controlling his toys.
So the Lego Movie ripped it off.
Well, it's a Smash similar Brothers. Premise, yeah. Spoilers.
Spoilers, by the way.
I never put that together. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Polygon Man is in All Stars, and that's his thing. He's mad at everybody else being more popular than him.
So that's 2015.
I like how we just went from who needs a story for zombies, and then we needed the canon of Smash Brothers.
That's 2015. Let's do the 2014 fall video game preview.
All right.
The big games that are still coming up this year.
Only seven games, right?
Yeah, only seven games, let me know. No, there's a lot more, and so I don't have B-roll for all of these. A lot of these won't spend a lot of time talking about. But this is, so everybody get out your pen and paper at home and get out your calendar, start marking the dates
this
and the games
the
that you want
to
get. This is the only way that you can keep track of all the games that are coming out. Here we go. So Destiny's already out. That's sort of, I think, the
Check
big game.
Check it off the list.
It kicked off the big fall season.
Launched the big fall season. We already talked about that. The other one coming later this month is Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, at least on current engine systems. Mm-hmm. The last-gen version got delayed till November.
Oh, I didn't see that news either. Weird.
But PS4, Xbox One are out this month, and that game looks really cool.
That game looks dope.
Really hyped on that one. Then what we were just talking about, October 3rd, is Smash Brothers on 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We're playing it Friday at IGN. Live stream.
Yeah, we're live streaming it here on IGN.
I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't think
the
I would.
The 3DS version?
Yeah, I actually built up from, man, this doesn't work at all, to holy crap, how did they pull this off?
Yeah, I heard you say out loud, just across from your mouth, working on some other stuff, you're like, oh, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can like see your skepticism melting away.
Well, because I mean, I grew up playing kind of like gimped versions of Nintendo games that I love.
Oh, yeah, like Mortal Kombat on Game Boy.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
whatever.
Of course, stuff like that especially. But, I mean, if you look at, like, Mario Land versus Mario World or Mario 3 or Super Mario, you know, like, a lot of games on Nintendo platforms were kind of shrunk-down versions, and this is straight-up Smash Brothers. It's awesome. I'm really happy that they pulled it off.
Do you think Nintendo's expectation is that people will buy both, or they'll pick one or the other, or, like, how are they even being, like, positioned or thought about?
I think it's interesting that the 3DS version is coming first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think people, you know, if they had to choose, they'd probably rather have the Wii U version.
Mm. Sure.
But this one's coming first, so I'm really interested to see how it shakes out. How will the sales compare of each one? Will they sell comparatively?
Yeah.
Will Smash Brothers sell 3DS systems to people who don't have it?
Like, there's actually never been, I can't think of another game that's been like this, where it's like, it's the same game, but it's not exactly the same game. It's like half a port, but half this different thing, and they're coming out a couple months apart.
Even the art style's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Right?
They have a different mode. They're the same, but they each have one exclusive mode of play.
Yeah, the exclusive single player modes. And there are some deviations in the stages.
Yeah, weird.
On the 3DS, they're a lot more like tight, constrained. You know, a little less less verticality. Since when it pans out, it's just too much to see on a small screen.
Yeah.
But it works. I mean, and they announced a special edition 3DS is coming to the US. 3DS XL. It's got Smash Brothers characters on it. I mean, they're pushing this thing. There's a Club Nintendo thing that you get if you register both copies of the game.
Mm.
So they are sort of pushing people towards doing that. I'll do it because I'm a crazy Nintendo person, but we'll see how many people. I'm hoping that people don't just play the 3DS version, find problems with it, and then write off the Wii U one, or maybe the 3DS version will become a testing ground for some balance changes that are inevitably going to happen because it's Smash Brothers. So we'll see.
And on October 7th, three games are coming out then. Alien Isolation, Drive Club, Project Spark.
Okay. Alien Isolation will be the only one anyone talks about, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, Drive Club is at least a big Sony exclusive.
If you talk to Sony, it sure is. Talk to anybody else, they're like, why do I care about this game?
It's like, I mean, the only games Sony has this fall are Drive Club and LittleBigPlanet 3. So it's kind of like,
what are they working on over there?
Well, they've got the order, but that's not until next year.
And they also have somebody probably sending him an email every hour going, we are selling millions of these and it doesn't matter. Like, they're in a really weird spot right now where they're making a ton of money and selling a ton of consoles, and they're not really backing it up with anything personally themselves. I mean, third parties are doing cool stuff, but
it's a slow year on that console, no doubt.
Yeah.
October 14th will give us four games. Borderlands the pre-sequel. Peggle 2 comes to PS4.
Yeah.
That's a really good game.
Peggle 2 is awesome.
Yeah. Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition and Evil Within.
Cool.
I'm interested to see how that one does.
Did we skip over Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors?
I guess I did. That's a this month game.
Yeah.
My apologies, everybody.
No problem. I'm playing it now.
That's coming out this month. How is
it?
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's the same as it's actually. I'm surprised that it's enjoyable.
Yeah, no, it's I never really got into the Dynasty Warriors games, but I'm playing it. It does just enough to hook me along to keep wanting to do more in it. It's very straightforward. It's very action oriented. It's kind of mindless, which I need, like after some days of this life of ours. But yeah, it's cool. Check it out.
October 21st is a little bit lighter release date. Fantasia Music Evolved finally comes out, which I feel like that's just been, they've been, been showing that
game
forever.
I feel like that's been at every PAX forever and ever and ever.
Apparently it's finally coming out along with Just Dance 2015.
Yeah.
So a big day for Kinect. And then,
the only day for Kinect.
The last day for Kinect.
The last day for Kinect. October 21st, 2014.
Rest in peace.
And Legend of Korra comes out, which apparently people care about.
It's going to be great.
Maybe
it'll be great, but
Platinum Games
Platinum Games. Like, I don't know anything about
Korra's awesome, and Platinum Games is awesome. Yeah. It's one of those things that you would never expect to happen.
That was so weird, right, when they announced that. We were like, what?
I didn't realize that was coming so soon.
Yeah. Speaking of a few days later, on October 24th is Bayonetta 2. Oh, no, I meant speaking of Platinum Games. Bayonetta 2 is out October 24th, along with Civilization Beyond Earth, which I think looks really cool.
Beyond.
I'll totally play that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Pokemon Art Academy. Learn how to draw Pokemon on your 3DS.
Oh.
Neat.
Yeah.
Civ Beyond Earth is going to be great.
Yeah, that one looks really hot.
I wonder if my PC can handle it.
I'm excited for Bayonetta, even though that game is hard as hell. Or at least for me, I'm terrible at it.
You see that the Nintendo costumes are also in Bayonetta 2?
Yes, that's really cool.
Along with an exclusive Star Fox outfit.
Star Fox.
Yes, more on that soon, because I heard some cool stuff about that, but yeah.
October 28th, Freedom Wars.
Yeah!
Vita?
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that.
Yep.
A Vita game.
Yeah.
A Vita game.
Yeah, there's no Vita games.
No, no. Like, not a lot. I play mine.
What are you talking about? There's no, oh, don't, let's not even do this. Don't be Craig Harris. Let's not do PSP.
I love my Vita. I've been traveling a lot this summer. I love my Vita. I play it. That's my go-to travel system now.
Lords of the Fallen.
Lords of the
game,
Fallen.
I'm surprised. I think there's some interest in our readers. It just seems kind of surprising. I don't.
It's cool. Every time we've seen it, right? It's a little bit Dark Souls-y. It's a little bit, you know, it looks better than Dark Souls in terms of graphics, you know, stuff like that.
Sunset Overdrive is that day.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably going to be a good game, but I don't know how well it'll do. I don't know.
He's worried about getting overshadowed, right? That's the big thing with so much stuff coming, releasing a new thing. I'm interested in it. I want to play it, but am I going to have time at that point in time?
It's hard to know. This fall, just like every fall, there's going to be some big winners and losers, but it's like it's hard to know which are going to be which. Like, a lot of people think Shadow of Mordor is like a bomb candidate. Like, that game looks awesome, but it's one that might not live up to expectations.
Yeah, at least it's got a big brand. Yeah.
People just don't know. Like, that's another game that's really good that people don't really understand how good it is.
I wonder if it'll hurt it, because it's actually a kind of like a smart game that has a lot of depth to it.
Yeah.
Whereas the Lord of the Rings games that came out two generations ago were sort of mindless hack and slash games.
Yeah.
That for co-op, that you could play.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So it's like, in some ways, that license is actually a liability instead of an asset. Like, people see, oh, a licensed game. Like, but you have to overcome that in the way that, like, Batman did. And then people are like, oh.
Aliens facing the same giant hurdle right now of just being like, well, what about that Colonial Marines?
It's really interesting.
So I guess, Sunset Overdrive is the same. Like, that's definitely one that's kind of on the fence of like, yeah, maybe it'll do crazy well, or maybe people will just shrug.
I have a feeling that with that one, a demo will go a long way. Like, just getting that into people's hands.
Early,
like,
reviews, too, right? If you're confident and you get it out and everybody's like, holy crap, this is so much fun to play.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, personally, I just, I want a reason to play my Xbox One. Like, I bought both consoles the day they came out, and multi-platform games came out, and I just gravitate towards PS4 for whatever reason. And there's just not really been a ton of exclusive stuff to play on Xbox One, so that's cool.
Same day as WWE 2K15.
I'm looking forward to that.
Which will be a big game. Those games are really popular. November 4th is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. And everything wanted to just get out of the way, because the only other release that day is The Binding of Isaac Rebirth on PS4, Vita, and PC.
They aren't scared.
Yeah. No. They're not worried.
Edmund isn't scared.
But there's no other big, like, console, like, retail release.
It's crazy how that happens every single year. Everyone's just like, the elephant's here, get out of the jungle. Like,
The next week, November 11th, is a big day for Ubisoft. Two Assassin's Creed games come that day, Rogue and Unity, and The Crew.
Crew, I can't wait for.
Ubisoft is releasing all three of those games on the same day.
That's insane. That reminds me of, this is kind of a deep cut, but way back they released Prince of Persia, Splinter Cell, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, Splinter Cell, and Beyond Good and Evil within like 3 weeks of each
other. I remember, and there was some sort of, like, within a few weeks there was a buy one, get one free deal or something like that, or was it buy two, get one free?
Like, because Splinter Cell ended up being the big winner, and Prince of Persia and Beyond Good and Evil, the big loser out of those three.
Yeah. A few years ago, I think they put out... it was like Assassin's Creed, Rayman Origins, and one other on the same.
But at least those are super different. Like, that's cross-programming at that point. But, like, I feel like some people might have picked up both if they were a month apart, but now they'll have to pick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it makes sense. The two Assassin's Creed games, like, Rogue is only last gen. Unity is only current gen. So I think each one will sell well. And then The Crew is something totally different.
Right.
You know? So Rogue and Unity are coming out on the same day?
Because Unity got delayed, or Rogue got delayed.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's crazy.
Yeah. This day isn't over. Master Chief Collection comes out the same day.
That's the same day?
Yep. So that might be the biggest day of the fall. I don't know. And Lego Batman.
Yeah!
Which Greg's
I'm so excited for Master Chief Collection.
I know, man.
I cannot contain it. It's like one of those things that you never think will happen. It's like every single Halo map ever in like one multiplayer. You have one account and like you like one level for everything. And like then... Because you have these million questions, but wait a second. Are they all going to be, like, in the new? And it's like, nope, you boot into the original engine, like, every... But what about this question? The answer is, like, exactly what you want it to be.
How much are you going to play of it?
I mean, feel like... Well, because I was on the fence, like, either Destiny's going to be my game for a year, or it was going to be Halo. And I'm thinking now, I do enjoy Destiny, but I think it's going to be one that I play and put on the shelf.
Sure.
And I think Halo is going to be, like, my game.
Interesting.
My jam.
Man, the...
Every night, Halo, 10 p.m., every night.
The NPD sales stuff that month is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Because not everyone wins. It's like you were saying. Yeah, it's going to be...
They knock everybody down, right?
Man.
The only but wait thing in Master Chief Collection is that it doesn't include Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Which, because he's... That's not Master Chief, is the argument. But it should they should have found a way.
November 13th, the Warlords of Draenor expansion comes to World of Warcraft. November 18th, it's also a big day. Far Cry 4 is supposed to come out that day. You guys think it's a candidate for delay?
Yeah. I'm going to call it now. I'd love to be wrong. I'm going to say that right now. Me too. I would love to be wrong.
Because that's probably the game I'm most excited for this fall.
I played it at PAX, and it felt a little loose. Like it wasn't exactly where it needed to be.
We also just saw it for the very first time at E3.
Yeah.
Or what? Am I even remembering? No,
it was announced in the spring, and then I think we played it for the first time at E3, yeah.
So, and that's just a little, like, obviously Assassin's Creed is, like, annualized, but Far Cry hasn't been. And so, like, to announce and release that fall, and, like, we haven't heard, like, there hasn't been that much press about it since E3, like...
Yeah, I guess the one thing that gives me, that makes me worry that you might be right is that the demo that they had at PAX was the same demo they had at E3.
Yeah.
So they weren't showing something new, so it's kind of...
We also, March is so empty. Just move it to March. It's fine. I mean, I want to play the game really bad, too, but, like, there's no shortage of stuff coming out, like...
Ubisoft also announced today Watch Dogs is coming to Wii U on November 18th.
I'm shocked. I thought for sure like it was going to be like, it's just
no one speaks of it again.
Yeah.
I loved Watch Dogs. I play my Wii U more than anyone in the office. Cancel this game. This is not a good idea. Aww. This is one of those, like, it's going to come out, it's not going to sell well, and they're going to be like, well, this is why we don't put games on Wii U.
I wonder if Nintendo incentivized them.
Yeah, maybe.
They should have paid a little more up earlier to get that game out months ago. I mean, it's just, no one is talking about Watch Dogs anymore. Nobody. Like, that game came and went.
It does feel like it's almost not doing your console any favors, because then you're the console that just gets games, six months after the other consoles? Yeah.
Little Big Planet 3 comes that day. Okay.
I was talking about this yesterday. I'm like, I'm good on Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
I played, you know, the Odd Sock and the Toggle characters.
Why is Goldfarb so excited for it? He's just
because,
like,
I mean, Little Big Planet games are fun and great, but it's just like they just iterate every time.
Yeah.
And so even playing with these new characters, it was like, oh, he does that and he does that. Oh, that's cute, but like, cool. I don't want.
The new characters are adorable, but that's not enough to like.
Is this Media Molecule?
No, this is not.
That's what I was gonna say. So it's not. They're doing Tearaway on PS.
Right. Whatever PS4. I forget what they called the Tearaway bigger version.
What's cool about this one is I think it does. It does let you import all the stuff from the last.
Right.
Games,
that's. Right? I mean, that's so, what every Little Big Planet does. Though.
Yeah. So I mean if you've never played one,
it's like, I don't know.
If you've never played one, there's probably some cool stuff there. But
there's a million created levels and DLC and stuff like that. But
the last gen version of Shadow of Mordor comes that day. Project Cars comes out that day. Are you familiar with this?
I know what that is.
It's the crowdsourced racing sim game. Namco Bandai, or Bandai Namco, is publishing it.
Okay. Anyway.
Escape Dead Island.
Our favorite game from PAX.
Did you guys not like it?
It's one of those totally, we need to see more of this in context, and what are we doing?
Really,
you know what I mean?
Really,
like,
really,
like they're trying to make it like an adventure game, but there is a zombie in there, and it's all cel-shaded, so it kind of looks like it's going for, I guess, the Walking Dead vibe. It's just like, what's happening? And like, it's telling you this weird story, and your dad might be dead, but he's talking to you.
Weird.
Yeah.
We glossed over a pre-sequel. I think that's another game that there's a potential bomb candidate, honestly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I was talking about yesterday, too. I think that, like, if anyone should be terrified of how well Destiny's doing, it's them, right? Because, like, when they originally announced it, I was like, oh, I love Borderlands. And Christine's like, we gonna play that together? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then Destiny's here now, and I'm like, oh, it's next gen, or current gen, and it's here, and it's beautiful, and it's streamlined. I'm like, great, I want to disconnect my PS3 and not use it again.
So, I was really annoyed that I had to reconnect my 360 the other day to use HBO Go.
Right.
It's like, why isn't that on current gen consoles yet?
Yeah,
we could also, I mean, who the heck knows, right? Like, that game could come out and sell 5 million copies. We're all dead wrong. But if I was a betting man and I was putting games into columns, I would put that into, like, the be worried column.
Right.
Borderlands sells really well.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of last gen consoles out there. So it could go either way. But yeah, I'm kind of with you that that's one of the ones I'd be worried
about. It's just one of those things where I'm legitimately, genuinely excited for every Borderlands.
Yeah.
And this was enough to extinguish that flame. I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, no, this is filling that need for me. When I have that itch where I want to play something and level up and
Destiny.
Run around.
Yeah.
Then I'm good now. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm going to be hungry for that by the time that comes out.
the last game for November 18th is Dragon Age Inquisition. Mm.
Looks so good. Looks really good, better than 2. This is another game that I didn't go to E3, and so I was at home with my baby and slowly catching up on demos from the live show, like catching them here and there when I could. And like it totally sold me on it. Like,
yeah.
It runs through it just like, it was similar to Master Chief Collection. I'm like, well, did you fix this thing? Did you fix this thing? They're like, this is better, this is better, this is better. We're going to show you why. And I'm like, all right.
I'm on board.
Yeah, exactly.
November 21st is Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Yay.
We'll outsell every other game we just missed.
Is that the 21st? Okay, so I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Here it is.
That will also be, in a crazy twist of events, the day that Smash Brothers comes to Wii U.
I think Smash is December 5th.
No way.
Whatever that Tuesday
is. I don't think they're going to miss Black Friday. But Nintendo's crazy. They put out, didn't they put out a Mario game and a Zelda game on the same day? What? Last year, was it 3D World and Link Between Worlds or something like that?
No.
Yeah, 3D World and Link Between Worlds for Wii U and 3DS came out on the same exact day. And as a Nintendo fan, I was like, why? Why
Nintendo's always, Metroid Fusion and Metroid Prime came out the same day. Yep. When the GameCube came out, Smash didn't come out until December. It wasn't a launch game. It came out like a month later for no reason.
Yeah.
There's a Nintendo Treehouse
They released
event.
NES Remix in, on like, what, Christmas, December 25th, I think?
Oh, yeah. That was
something
bizarre.
Like that.
There's a Nintendo Treehouse event on Friday. It's like an 8-hour live stream. Mm-hmm. And my prediction is that they will reveal the Smash Brothers Wii U release date then. And if they're smart, they'll get it out before Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm gonna say
that's the way to do it.
First week in December. That's my prediction.
I'm saying the first half of January.
Yeah.
I also think that Amiibo will be out that day, which
well,
means that.
To, if they want to put out in December, that might be a good time because December is pretty light. December 2nd, we've got Kingdom Hearts HD 2.5 Remix. Mm. December 5th is the NES Remix Pack. Coming to retail.
Nice.
And then December 9th is Lara Croft in the Temple of Osiris.
Oh.
Which will be totally fun.
Wait, is that, that's current gen. Current gen NPC?
Yeah. Yeah.
And last gen,
I think
maybe?
It's going to, yeah, it's everything.
Maybe we'll pick that it up. Everything. Do you want to be my co-op partner on PS4?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
that's going to
be really fun. Yeah, it's 4 players. We can all play.
Yeah.
Sweet. We can play.
Yeah, one of them's a mummy or something, right?
What?
No, you're
that's racist.
Wolfman?
We should totally do like,
Horus
we should
and
like
else.
Do Let's Play videos.
Horus and
yeah, that sounds awesome.
That's it. Well, I mean, I say that's it, but that's hell of a lot. But that ends everything that, all the big stuff. And I didn't count the sports games. Sorry, I don't give a shit.
It is kind of odd how December is historically, like, totally dead. Last year, I think we got, was it Far Cry 3?
Yeah.
It slipped in, like, December 5th or something
that
was, like that.
Was that last year?
Yeah.
No, two years ago.
Okay. Was it 2 years ago? Yeah. You said, well, you know what you meant. Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
There are games we know are supposed to be coming, don't have dates, like GTA 5 current gen.
Mm.
Yep.
We're hearing that's going to be in November, too. It doesn't have a date. Smash Brothers, like you said, on Wii U. Isn't Hotline Miami 2 supposed to come this year?
Yep.
So that doesn't have a date yet either.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff
That was at PAX also. I would love to see GTA come out the same day as Call of Duty.
That would
if there's somebody that's going to challenge the elephant in the jungle, it's another elephant in the jungle.
That would be amazing. Pretty good year.
Yeah.
You know, you say 2015 sounds good, but fall's, there's a lot I want to play this fall.
Yeah.
Did you not like this year?
I mean, 2014, we just listed off a lot of awesome games. It's going to be a lot of awesome fun, but it is lighter than other big holiday releases.
It was in the wake of new consoles.
Yeah.
Where everybody's like, oh, what do we do with these things? And they put out these games.
Indie games.
Like, yeah, this wasn't baked exactly the way we wanted it.
Didn't we talk about on GameScoop sometime that it's always that next, it's always 2 years. 2 years after a console comes out, everybody's figured it out. Like, that's when we got stuff like Gears of War and I think Assassin's Creed. And, like, then you get what that gen is going to be.
And that's why on the 2-year anniversary of the Wii U, you get Watch Dogs.
Amazing. All right, we're running short on time. Before we go, we're going to do a time scoop. We're going to go back in time.
Time scoop.
Time scoop.
For a new feature. This day in IGN history.
No.
I've pulled up, if computer wants to pull up.
Computer.
Oh my God.
We had no cover stories.
This is September 12th, 2004. So 10 years ago, essentially.
Wow.
This is what was on IGN.
I remember.
So wait, so 10 years ago we were doing the Sims 2 review, and we have the Sims 4 review going
on. I want to point this out.
Don't give it away.
Sims 2, Halo 2 beta hands-on.
Oh, man.
Dragon Ball Z,
Batman
News. So
It's the same.
Elder Scrolls, it's the same shit.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Fatality.
It's
the same
stuff. It's crazy.
I do like that there's a tab that says cellular, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this IGN. This
me too. I remember slotting this.
This was the IGN I read.
You worked
I was
here
like,
10 years ago?
No, but we still use the same crap. Scroll down. Yeah, yeah. Like, see, this is...
These are the spotlights here.
The news on new on game and new on entertainment. Yeah. I'm not shitting you, Justin. You had to slot that manually.
Yeah, I mean,
I had to go through and do that every time.
When I worked here, we still use Nib.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
it's weird how it's laid
DVD
out.
DVD reviews.
Like, the top story gets an image, and then you have three with no image, and then this one gets an image, and then four with no image. It's
good
like
idea,
random.
Pair.
I just want to point out a few things here. I'm not
WWE Unforgiven
to the internet right now, so I can't show you this Halo 2 beta hands-on is 7 pages long.
What?
So yeah, we don't do that stuff anymore.
No.
We don't do articles like Dark Watch does Playboy. One revealing image. There is a game called Dark Watch. I had totally forgotten about it.
Oh yeah.
A third person action game. And then Playboy had an issue where they had like video game characters.
I remember that.
Like doing naked photos. And we had the image and we blurred out her bits. And then, so this is an example of an article IGN would never write now. It's like full of like, titillating. Here's a titillating new image. You know, take a look for yourselves. Don't get too excited.
Yeah.
It was written by David Adams. It's crazy.
That's insane. Yeah.
What else is here? The Batman.
I like how on one of the sections they were like, you can watch this in high or low res.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you go up to where it's like for the in the part right above this statement, it's got the video review and it says watch it in high bit rate or whatever. And it's like, what are you talking about?
What does that mean?
Half-Life 2 Preload Part 3. So this is before Half-Life 2 was out. Valve allowed you to load it in portions?
No, Half-Life 2 was out.
This is 2004. It came out in the fall of like November 2004.
Half-Life? I thought it came out in 2000. I thought Half-Life 2 came out in 2003.
No, this is 2004.
Our upcoming tab is incredibly confusing too, because it's just like everything that's coming out is in one list.
Rapella Pro Fishing, who could forget?
Yeah, what is all this junk?
Yeah,
the Elder Scrolls 4 confirmed.
That's Oblivion. Yeah. So this is confirmed.
Confirmed.
Rest in peace, GameSpy.
Yeah, I know.
Man.
The exclusive review that was there. Hard way I didn't turn it around.
PS2, Treasure of the Day, Hard Drive. And this is like a retro feature of like an old arcade game. Everything that's going on entertainment, the Resident Evil movie, that sort of stuff.
Wow.
The first picture of
Capcom
latest picture
to show
of
PSP games at TGS.
This is the best.
I know. It's really, really
good. God, yeah, I wish I could read that story there on 910. PSP, Sony states the obvious. PSP 2. To what?
These are like, what are these headlines? This is answering a few questions. DVD. Like, what? About what? Goodbye, Snapper. I heard the movie.
More fear what surrounding Blu-ray.
Like, what? Sony states the obvious. PSP 2. What is it? I need to know.
To die.
Yeah. No, this is before it's out, I think. Anyway, this is
play games.
September 12th, 2004 on IGN.
Cube cheats.
Yeah.
Come here for your hot cube cheats.
I think this should be a new recurring segment on the show. Oh, well, it's just using the Wayback Machine, which is just a site you can go to. Put in any website, it'll just show you what it looks like way back when.
That's the IGN I read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I want to work at that place.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's also like that website looked like hot garbage by today's standards, but like it was way more sophisticated and like complex and complicated than like other websites.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally.
Yeah. Before we go, computer, can we get this full screen?
Computer.
What do you guys think about
this?
Oh,
it's so beautiful.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
And I'll tell you why.
It's really bad.
This is a true...
Oh, for the listeners, we're looking at the new 3DS that's the NES model.
Yeah, so here's what happened. This got announced this morning. It's a GameStop exclusive. It's the 3DS XL, which is the current 3DS XL, not the new 3DS.
Right. Which, to be fair, hasn't been announced for us yet.
Yes, that's true. And I jumped for joy when I saw this, and then I looked... Then I actually looked at it, and I was like, no. They totally screwed this up. And
it's really bad.
So this
why?
The packaging is awesome,
yes.
But everything else makes no sense. They put a picture of an NES controller on the top of a 3DS, and when you open it up, it's just a gray 3DS with red buttons and a black D-pad. What they should have done was replicate that controller on the inside.
On the inside
where you actually play it, and they make the outside look that box right there.
See,
it's like, this is insulting you because the background is showing you what this could have been, and the foreground is showing you what it is.
They also already got this right once with the Game Boy Advance SP NES.
The Game Boy Advance SP, the classic NES edition, which is awesome.
That might be one of my favorite pieces of Nintendo hardware ever.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, for sure. You're right. When I first saw that, I was really excited too, but now that you bring up these points, it's like, why didn't they do it that way?
Yeah.
Because they're big, dumb idiots.
I still like it a lot.
If Sony put out a Vita that had a picture of a PSP on the back of it, you'd be like, what the hell is this? It doesn't make any sense.
It just made me tempted to... I just have the standard, like, blue case right now, which is, like, nothing to me. So I am tempted to buy this, and then I could give my blue one to my nephew.
Don't you wait for the new 3DS stand.
See, that's the bigger thing, is they released this cool thing, and I'm like, oh, man, maybe I'll get it for Smash. And then I'm like, well, no, I eventually want the other analog jumps.
That won't be till next year sometime.
I want to get an iPhone 6 with a picture of an iPhone 1 on the back of it.
I mean, I had like 5 DSs like over the course of the life. Like, I had so many of them.
Oh, I do the same thing, but this is the one I'm going to fly right past that. I'm going to stick with the gold Triforce edition I have right now.
The box is really good though.
And ride it out.
All right, I think that's all the scoops we have for you this week. We're going to be playing Destiny over the next week and this weekend.
Yep. Yeah,
so we'll see you guys online. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter to keep up with all the games we're gaming. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Brian. My name is Damon. This is IGN Gamescoop, and we're out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.